Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast, made on Varick Street at WNYC.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Last time we heard from Marco Beltrami, the fate of humanity rested in the balance as we faced the zombie apocalypse again. But inspired perhaps by Marco's dramatic soundtrack, the world was saved in the movie World War Z, so that left the composer free to tackle a subject closer to home, though further away in time. Marco Beltrami is doing the music for the new AMC television series called Turn, and he joins us in the Soundcheck studio. Marco, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Great to be here.
So tell us the story. Tell us what Turn is about.
Well, it's something that you'd think I would know more about because growing up in Setauket, where the show takes place.
Setauket, Long Island.
It's a show about the during the Revolutionary War, the British were actually winning the war. If it wasn't for the whole spy network that began in Setauket, then things might have ended up very differently.
Uh-huh.
So it's a very important part of our history and area.
I'm not surprised that you didn't know, because this is the first I'm hearing of it as well. The fact that there was a spy network centered on Long Island during the Revolutionary War. So this is not something that, in grammar school in Setauket you were taught?
Well, you'd think so, because the Setauket Presbyterian Church was the focal point for the British colony there. And right down from my house, where I grew up in a place called Oldfield, and right down along Conscience Bay under these willow trees is where Caleb Brewster used to dock his boat when he was coming across from Connecticut, where the rebels had their stronghold.
Mm-hmm. And by rebels, you mean the Americans.
Us, yeah.
Marco Beltrami has done the score to Turn, the name of this new AMC series that premiered last Sunday. And there are 10 episodes each Sunday night on AMC. Let's hear some of Marco's music. This piece is called The Oath. The Oath is the name of that excerpt from Marco Beltrami's score to the new AMC television series Turn, which tells the story of the Culper spy ring, an American spy ring during the Revolutionary War. And I'm listening, Marco, to this score, and I'm thinking, where's the fifes? Where are the drums? Well, there are drums. It's a very dramatic and percussive score, it seems. At times.
Yeah, the fifes have always been associated with Revolutionary War music, but unless you were going into battle, it wasn't something that you would normally hear. There was some slave music, so there were some percussive elements. But for the most part, there was fiddle, and there was cymbalum, and
kind of a dulcimer thing.
Yeah. And hurdy-gurdy was another instrument, which,
it's a crank thing.
Such a crazy sound. And so these were instruments that I thought be better to employ for the score. There are moments where the fife is used, but it's not something that you would hear as part of the
Well, as a spy, you didn't want to announce your coming, did you?
certainly didn't want to announce it. So it was more a question of keeping sort of a creepy in the shadows type of thing.
Yeah. So it is a very dramatic score, and at various moments you seem to be drawn to this kind of thunderous drum. Are you a drummer? Are you a frustrated drummer yourself?
I guess. No, I percussive elements seem to drive a lot of this dramatic action really well. There's chase scenes. There's all kinds of different elements. And that's such a primitive instrument that was used through all different periods of time. The field drum was certainly used, so I took liberty with that.
Okay. Now, a spy ring is a spy ring, whether it's like James Bond and his supervillains or, you know, the Culper spy ring during the Revolutionary War. So, you know, you're going for that sense of the thriller, right?
Absolutely.
As opposed to period practice and all that kind of stuff.
The period stuff was more a question of finding the instrumentation. But then using it, manipulating it electronically so that it became more of a modern type sound. And you're right. What's interesting I find about the show is that it's not all that much different from the stuff we read about in Afghanistan and Iraq and the same method of the British back then of winning the hearts and minds of the colonists, of the American people was not that all
how,
that
how
different.
How'd that work out for them?
Well, you know, maybe we should learn something.
Marco Beltrami, the composer who's done the music for AMC's Turn. The first episode premiered on Sunday, last Sunday. It's 10 episodes every Sunday. So do the characters develop over the course of the 10 episodes, and do you have like themes for them that develop?
That was actually, you played one of the themes, one of the main themes. But yeah, and that's what's so great about the show. You know, the stuff is true, but the twists and turns and all the developments that take place, you think that it's all fiction, and it's really engrossing. I love getting the new show each week.
You're probably not allowed to say too much in the way of spoilers, but this next track we're going to hear is called Mutiny. So there, it's music from Marco Beltrami. Called Mutiny. You'll just have to watch the show to figure out what's going on.
Or read your history book.
Marco Beltrami's music for the new AMC television series Turn, which is on Sunday nights and features Marco's music. So there's those drums again. And was I hearing whirlies in the back?
Yeah.
The tubes you swing over your head?
You were. It's very perceptive of you. A sound that seems to blend well with the atmospheres that we were creating. And I don't know that they had whirlies back then, but I figured, you know, it's sort of a homemade instrument.
Yeah.
And, you know, they certainly weren't out of plastic back then. They were.
Sheep gut.
Yeah.
Now, Marco, Variety magazine called you, and I'm going to quote them here, called you a billion-dollar composer. First of all, I had no idea this job was so lucrative, but...
Well, believe me, that has nothing to do with my wallet. the movies that I've scored have grossed that much. So, you know...
Terminator
3. If I
3
saw a percentage of that, I'd be very happy.
Yeah, so Terminator 3 and World War Z. And
yeah, and, you know, like... Wolverine and Die Hard. Those
right.
Movies, yeah.
But this is not a feature film. This is a TV series.
Right.
Is the process different here?
It's very different. Writing a weekly TV show is very different from scoring a feature. You're not given that much time, first of all. So in the beginning, when you first get the assignment, and it's a question of figuring out your palette and what you're going to do and having all your ducks in a row, having your sounds, having your... But then when you get each show, it's working with this stuff and creating something very quick. You're relying on your instincts and you're relying on... this guy.
Are you relying as well on what's happening in the plot?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because you're using the show. You get the show and they'll turn it over to you, say, a week ahead of time, and then you turn them back to music. So it's very different from feature work. We, we usually have a few people, musicians, that come in each week and perform for each show. On the clips that you heard, there was a violinist and cellist that came in. But it's not like scoring a feature where you have a whole orchestra there and you're recording it, and there's, you know, you have studio comments. I mean, we have studio comments from this too, but it's a different process. It's a lot quicker.
So it's you in your studio with a rank of electronic keyboards and stuff like that for the most part?
Right.
So I guess I would have thought that they, you know, would shoot their 10 episodes and give them all to you so you could see where things – but that's not how it works.
No, because they're I think they just finished shooting last week, and and they're still editing. So, you know, I've seen up till the 8th episode now, and I and I'm a little bit ahead. You know, I've scored up until the to the 6th, but it's they want to get the stuff ready to go, so there's no hiccups.
So you've seen 6 of them. Does the show any good?
Oh, it gets really engrossing. You know, it takes a little while to get into the characters and understand what you know, where it's all going, and just understanding some of the jargon back then is a little.
So you're learning something.
I'm actually learning history here, and it's great because this is stuff that I grew up with and never knew.
Yeah. So it's how important was this to the formation of America?
Seems like it was very important. It seems like we wouldn't be who we are if it wasn't for this.
For the Culper spy ring, Assatucket, Long Island.
Yeah.
All right. So an overlooked bit of American history and a little love for Long Island. The series is called Turn, and it premiered last Sunday. You can see it Sunday nights on AMC. Sporting music by my guest, Marco Beltrami, the noted film music composer, and now doing music for this television series as well. Marco, great to have you with us here in the studio today.
Thank you so much. Pleasure.
Take Soundcheck with you wherever you go with the all-new WNYC mobile app. Download it for free from wnyc.org/mobile.